Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
The A-List Podcast is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Hello, everyone. This is the A-List Podcast. I'm Kwani Lunis, joined by H-Rod Blakely and Gary Washburn. And we are moments away from tip-off for the Boston Celtics, their 2023-2024 NBA season. So obviously the NBA season started on Tuesday night, but of course, because this is a Celtics podcast, we'll just get into the expectations for this season. But before we do that, let's quickly go over the preseason. We talked about it every, the last few weeks. But overall, what grade would you give this Celtics team in their preseason performance? And how should that momentum be used in game one that starts Wednesday night?
Maybe a B. I mean, they were good, but there's nothing that they did that just made me think like, oh my gosh, wow, they're so much better than I thought they were. I mean, they did what you're supposed to do. You work on some things, you develop, trying to develop chemistry, show some signs that you are going to be better than you were a year ago in doing some things. And I thought defensively, I thought they looked a lot better than they did last season. When you look at some of the trapping that they did and the fact that you've got two incredibly defensive-minded playmakers in the backcourt when you talk about Derek White and Jrue Holiday, two all NBA defenders. So they did. I thought they made it clear that was going to be a bigger part of what they're going to do this season in terms of being successful. But for the most part, I mean, they kind of pretty much handled their business and did what they're supposed to do.
I'd give them an A. I thought that...
Well, you're an easy get greater, Gary.
Yeah, hey, I ain't taking your...
I forgot you went to Cal. That's right.
I ain't taking your class at BU. Shoot.
Hey, their student-athlete grades now affect our conference, Sherrod.
You hired them teachers in a different world.
You're right.
I think that I give them a... they went 4-1. They lost the game that they didn't play their starters, but they played hard, pushed the Knicks to the final minute. But I give them an A because of the focus of the entire preseason training camp. They were about business. I just noticed that the whole atmosphere, you see training camp, I've been to a bunch, seen a bunch of preseasons over the years, and you see, work and all that stuff, but it just seemed like there wasn't a whole bunch of horsing around. There wasn't a whole bunch of just like, we got this. There was a lot of focus on improvement. There was a lot of like, we're good, but we need to be better. There was a lot of locked in mentality. I saw with the coaching staff, with the players, with the star players, with Tatum's and the Browns and the Jrue Holidays and the Porzingis. I just think there was a seriousness there that I haven't seen before. And I'm not saying that they're not serious in previous years and criticizing anybody in particular, or it's Marcus Smart's fault, nothing like that. No, they've been serious in previous years, but this training camp had a tone of just like, we need to be better. We got to do something different. We've got to step our game up. So I give them an A because I just thought the focus, and then also they made it out healthy, no injuries, if you want to knock on wood for that, but just nothing. I didn't see any like slippage. I didn't see any horsing around. I saw a team that's like, we ready to punch. We ready to punch first. Now it'll be interesting to see how they come out to Wednesday against the Knicks and the Knicks and the Heat. So the competition is stiff right off the bat. But I was impressed with the tone of the training camp. And also, too selfishly. A lot of the old Celtics coming back. That memo they sent Pierce and see our friend, our great friend Rajon Rondo a couple days ago.
Well, now he's your great friend.
Yeah, my great friend, my close friend.
Wow.
Leon Poe and Sam Vincent and, you know, Antoine Walker apparently came by. I didn't see him. But just the vibe was all about bringing the old guys back, appreciation for the past, but also, like, they want to be one of the great Celtic teams. And they've been very, very good over the last few years. So it's not like they haven't been good, but this team, they want to be great. And that's why I give them an A.
Well, the reason why, Gary, I think that there were such a much greater focus is because, well, two things. One, first and foremost, they understand that it's championship or bust this year. There are no excuses. There are no ways that you can justify doing anything less than winning a championship. And two, in case they had a day or two where they forgot about that, you got Sam Cassell in the building. You got Charles Lee in the building. You got Paul Pierce in the building. You got folks who have either coached or been on the floor in winning a championship, being the last team standing. And if you are a team that is your goal and you have the kind of roster that has the ability to accomplish that, having those steady daily reminders is what is going to, frankly, put you in the right frame of mind night in and night out. This team can't afford to mentally take a night off. And they've got the type of players from the past and coaching staff of the present that's going to keep them present with that focus. I'm excited about this season. I'm my reason for not giving them a better grade than a B is because as this is a preseason. And I'm not convinced that all those feel-good vibes that we've seen from this team.
Well, she asked you to grade the preseason.
What's that?
She asked you to grade the preseason. So basically, they had no shot at all getting an A regardless.
Look.
The reason Gary, I graded them part of the preseason because it's the preseason. What?
Play the game to win, Gary. Play the game to win.
Oh, God.
Get the grade that you get, and if you don't like it,
I didn't give you an A because you did what I said, and you didn't do what I said. Yeah. Like, what?
It's like a teacher that gave you a B because they just want you to do better. Like, they want you to chip on your shoulder. I see the mentality here, Sherrod. It's the reverse psychology.
I gave you a B on the midterm because it ain't the final.
Snap into action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use, and there's a wide range of betting options, including spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and kick off the NFL season. FanDuel, the official partner of the NFL. 21 and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com, gamblinghelplinema.org, or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start, gamesensema.com, or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Okay, let's get into one of our favorite games here on the A-List podcast. We haven't played it in a while. It's pick and roll time. So I'm going to give you three scenarios, and you're going to tell me who will be the biggest difference maker for their new team this upcoming season. First, we have Dame in Milwaukee. Second, we have Drew in Boston. And finally, we have Mr. Bradley Beal in Phoenix. Take your pick and roll.
Who you got, Gary?
Biggest impact? Ooh, boy.
I'm ready for my career as a game show host, so this is perfect for the segue.
Okay,
I'm going to say Drew because I'm not sure about Bradley Beal. Like, I like Bradley Beal. I think in previous years, in the past, he was a very, very exceptional player. But I don't know like he's been hurt a lot over the last few years. He scores a lot of points, but they're meaningless. Like he's not on winning teams. I just don't know what he's going to turn into in Phoenix, whether he'll be the number three guy, which I think he'll be, whether he'll step up his game and just be that all-star again. I'm just not as bowled over by Beal. I know there's a report and Beal said that the Miami Heat were good on, like he wanted to go to Miami and the Heat were like, well, we'll get back to you on that. And they didn't want him. And I kind of understand why. Not that I think he's not a good player, but he's not as durable. And he's 30, and that's not old, obviously, Kwani. But
wow,
it's not.
With all due respect, Kwani.
Not everybody's 30 ain't the same.
And oh, for so, sure. Like an NBA body 30 is different from a.
Yes, from the being in at the club 30, being just, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Like, there's just a difference.
I get you, though. You're right.
There's a difference. So for me, I'm going to say Drew. And the reason I didn't choose Dame is saying, like, I don't know how much Dame has left. I don't know how it's going to go over. I just think there's some stuff in Milwaukee. Now the coaching staff, Terry Stotts just walked away. Adrian Griffin's had kind of a rocky start with the media, and it just seems like everything ain't all kosher with the Bucks. I'm not saying they're going to collapse or they're not going to win 50-something games. They will. But I just for Drew, I think he's in a perfect opportunity, a perfect spot. He's going to show out. He's going to run the show on offense. I just think he'll have more of an impact, and he is because he can do more than score. Dame, what does he do besides score? Beal, What does he do besides score? I think Holiday defends, shoots, facilitates, does the dirty work, gets those hustle plays. Like he does so much more for his team than those other two. All those two are prolific scorers, but if they're not scoring, if Bradley Beal ain't scoring, what is he doing? You know, the same thing with Dame. I love Dame. He's headed to the Hall of Fame, top 75, but it's all because he can score. We'll see if that changes.
I'm going to rock with Dame. And here's why. The point that you make about him, he doesn't just score. He scores in ways that very few people in the NBA can do. His range is very Steph Curry-like. He's one of the best players in clutch situations. And with that Milwaukee team, I agree with you, Gary. They definitely have some issues that they need to iron out. But they've got an 82-game slate of games to figure that out. And the one thing you know about Dame right off the bat is the pick and roll with him and Giannis is deadly. That is going to put defense, including the Suns who have a good defense, it's going to make it very difficult to keep that team from scoring because they have two elite scorers who, between the two of them, cover the entire damn half of the floor. They get buckets in every way imaginable. And yes, he is defensively challenged. There's no question about that. But he has been able to more than compensate for that when he has been on the floor. And the team that he has in Milwaukee now is the best team he's played with. And so I think Dame is going to not have as nearly a difficult transition in Milwaukee as some people think. Because as long as Adrian Griffin is smart enough to let Dame do what Dame has done for years, it'll be okay. They're going to be one of the last teams standing, but I, because of what he's capable of doing, because of what they need him to do, he's going to have a more significant impact. Because if Drew has an average year, the Celtics probably going to the conference finals. If Drew has a below average year, they're still probably going to the conference finals. No disrespect to Drew. Dame can't be average. And an average season for Dame, they're not getting out of the second round. So Dame is more likely going to have to step his game up, be more of a guys involved besides Giannis, but still maintain that high 20s, low 30-point per game scoring average, which he has the ability to do. He does that. They're in the conference finals and potentially the NBA finals if they can get past Boston.
You made a lot of great points, but I just need to acknowledge your Teddy Riley internet because I don't know if it was just my computer.
No, he was freezing.
Okay. And for context, in 2020, they did this versus challenge. If you go look it up, Teddy Riley had some terrible internet connection, and now Sherrod is also dealing with the same.
I'm blaming you, Kwani, because for the longest time,
it's always been my computer.
That jiggity jacked up internet connection. And now it's on me.
The beauty of the digital era is that we can all conveniently be in different places. The bad part is that our internets are always on different wavelengths, quite literally. But
Gary's next. You don't know it yet, but Gary's next.
Oh, come on. Don't do that. Nah. Gary, I hope you're safe.
No, I'm good. He's a hater. Yeah, Sherrod, a hater.
All right, going
you
back.
You get a C, to- Gary. A C today. You get a C.
No, your internet gets a C.
Internet. I-N-N-A-N-E-T. Internet.
No R in your internet.
No.
I'm sorry.
Internet.
All right. So we talked a little bit about, obviously, Drew, Bradley Beal. We had that little conversation. But just looking around the NBA overall, what would you two say is your favorite storyline going into this upcoming season? It can be
Wimby.
Off the court, on the court, whatever. I don't
know. Wimby,
okay.
Number one pick.
That's really a good one.
He is so insanely good. Mm-hmm. He makes everything look easy. I'm curious to see, can he do that over the course of a full NBA slate of games? He's my interest. He's the guy I'm looking really, really, I want to see.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a shocking development there.
Breaking news.
Oh, breaking news.
He wants to see. Breaking news component, Gary. If you
read the story. The storyline I'm looking at is our friend James Harden. Like, where is he going? What is he going to do? What's going to happen? How does it affect Philadelphia? How does it affect? I just think it's just so interesting. Like, Hard just asked for a trade, and that'd be messing with people's lives. Like, he'd be like, I want a trade. And then they just throw players to the other team. And I know it's a business, but, like, people got families and homes. And because, like, look how the Kyrie Irving trade demand affected, like, Isaiah Thomas. You know what I'm saying? He probably comes back to Boston. That changed his whole career. You know, him going to Cleveland and the hip and all that, never finding his footing. And I just think you'd be messing with people's lives in a sense when you just demand trades every 2 years. So I just think that's hovering over everybody. He's not reported to camp. He's not going to be there Thursday against the Bucks in the opener, probably. Now it's suddenly his mom is sick. You know, you don't want to challenge that, but you're like, are you sure? You know, it's like suddenly around when you don't like, is that really happening? Is his mother really ill? Like, you know, I hope if she is, I hope she gets better and is okay. Like, that's a very serious situation, but it's just hovering. It just makes the league look bad. I just felt like the league looked terrible this summer with Dane just demanding a deal, Harden, and just hovering over, like, you know, Tyler Hero had to sit there and figure out, okay, am I going to go to port? Where am I going to go? Like, you know, it just makes everybody uncomfortable. And I just think the storyline is spilled into the season. The NBA wants all of us to concentrate on the game. You know, who's playing, and it's still every day. Harden update. Harden's not at practice. Harden's not. Nick Nurse, new coach, what do you think? Okay, I got to talk about Harden. You know, it's just, you know, Joel Embiid, what do you think about Harden not being here? Like, it's unfortunate, but that's what I'm thinking about. Like, how does that affect other teams? How does that affect Philadelphia? Are they still going to compete in the East? You know, but I'm also excited about the other teams in the East, Miami. I mean, I just think it's going to be a great season in terms of the competition. A lot of teams are, damn, Sherrod, it's not going to be a great season. Why are you looking like, oh,
you said Miami as if they got a squad. They got a great coach.
I'm saying there's going to be a lot. I think there's going to be a lot of interesting teams. Teams that are like either going to sink or swim. I think this is a year like teams like Minnesota, Miami, like that either are going to win or are going to rebuild and they're going to blow it up. I think there's going to be a lot of teams around who are looking to win, but by trade deadline might be like, you know what? Do you want this guy? Miami could be one of those teams. Jimmy Butler's 34 years old now. You know, like, Like, they're a team that, you know, I think Spoh has some up his sleeve. I don't think the Heat are going to be some – I don't think they're going to be 40 and 42. But, you know, they didn't – nothing happened because of Dame to them this summer. They didn't do nothing. They waited for Dame. Philadelphia, what's going to happen with them? Ben Simmons in Brooklyn, is he back? I just think it's not a great storyline. So I think the Harden thing for me, and then also just the competition. There's not a real, like, you can't really pick a team and be like, they're just going to be freaking terrible this year. Like, Washington, but Washington also has Jordan Poole, Kyle Kuzma, Trey. They got a lot of good young players. They could bite you every now and then. Like, there's no, like, tanking teams. Houston's going to be interesting. Like, I think that's good for the league. Like, the bad teams are starting to get better. And that's what's, good about the league.
Not Charlotte, though.
Related. Joel Embiid, the new development that the Knicks are willing to spend money on him as well, just adds another wrench into what Philadelphia's future looks like. It's just hilarious. The Knicks are technically the laughingstock of the league sometimes, but then Philly with the trusting of the process, which at this point, I don't even want to use that phrase ever again in any part of my personal life because it hasn't really worked for them. But also, like, in the West, I'm looking at, like, Doncic and, like, how's him and Kyrie, what will that duo look like? Because, like, I don't know.
Don't forget Grant Williams.
Grant Williams.
The new big three.
ESPN's the new big three and D. One of the top 100 players. But, like, is Kyrie going to be interested in playing and helping Luka win and, you know, them getting pretty far in the league this year? I don't know what that looks like either. So, obviously, there's a lot of storylines, but those pique my interest because, obviously, they're kind of related to Boston in some ways, but also the NBA just loves drama, as we know.
and Dallas may not even make it to the playing game for the second year in a row.
I
mean, Gary was talking about, you know, there's really no team that's going to be clearly at the back of the pack. I think Dallas might be that team. Be that team.
Little lukewarm hot take.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of movement. I think, you know, coaches are going to, like, I think Billy Donovan's on the hot seat, Jason Kidd, Chris Finch in Minnesota. There's going to be a lot of teams, like I said, like you said, Dallas, Chicago, that are like sink or swim. And there could be a lot of player movement at the trade deadline with like Zach LaVine and some of these guys who their team didn't go through. But then there's also going to be some interesting teams. Brooklyn's going to be fascinating. Like, they're not going to win, you know, 60 games, I'm talking about, but just talking about being competitive, how the Knicks look, what's going on in Cleveland, how the Sherrod's Pistons, what's going to happen with them?
Oh, they come in this year.
You know,
this
is what, year. What's going on? And what's going on?
Play in game, here they come.
Okay. Indiana. Indiana's a very intriguing team. Yeah, like, don't sleep on the Pacers. Yeah, Bruce Brown and Halliburton. You know, Miles Turner.
And don't forget the new story of with our former guy, Marcus Smart. One team's trash is another team's gold. Like, that nugget wasn't thrown in that article for no reason.
Yeah.
So, you know, we already knew this, but he's definitely going to have a big chip, Marcus Smart, on his shoulder this season.
So what did he say, Juani?
In The Athletic, he said one man's trash is another – oh, I'm sorry. One team's trash is another team's gold. Oh. And referring to the fact that the Celtics traded him, but also him finding out via his girlfriend while he was sleeping. Yeah. So it kind of reemphasized what we already knew, but even though we saw Brad at the wedding and, you know, they all seem to have made up, he's not forgetting that. He may have forgiven, but he's definitely not forgetting. Yeah. All right. Looking ahead, just because if you're listening to this, you're probably waiting for the season to officially start. For the Celtics, Wednesday night, they play the New York Knicks. What are your opening night expectations? What are some matchups fans should be watching tonight. Assuming you're listening on Wednesday.
Win the game. Win the game. Tatum, do what you do well. And I want to see someone who I don't have already in that top five, top six pecking order do some work. I wouldn't mind seeing Peyton Pritchard have a good game. See my man O'Shea Brissett do some things. Gary's Defensive Player of the Year, O'Shea Brissett.
Oh, my gosh.
You know.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking for.
I want to play. Put me in the game.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and play, Kwani.
Just like Double Dutch. Kwani's trying to get in the game. You see that, Gary?
Man, we all know all Kwani family from Jersey coming. They're going to be
right. Why is she
They're going to want front row seats, caviar, champagne.
All the family's going to be on the
shrimps. Don't let Kwani family in. They're going to come
from Jersey.
Madison Square
Garden. Don't forget their shrimps. They're going to want the first class service.
No. Kwani want shrimp. Of all the things, they want shrimp.
Don't forget their scripts. Scripts.
Listen, caviar, champagne.
Champagne.
You gotta have a champagne, Gary. Champagne is always popping.
So I'm looking forward to whether the Celtics, I think defensively, I'm fascinated. Like, how they're gonna guard Julius Randle? Who's gonna guard him? Brunson. Barrett, they've had trouble with Barrett in the last couple of years. Like, the Knicks are going to come out. They're basically the same team. They added Dante DiVincenzo to kind of make the Villanova crew over in New York. But to me, I feel like this is a tricky, dangerous game. The Knicks are a team that the Celtics struggled with last year. They beat them 3 out of 4 times. And I think that they could bite them again in the opener. The Celtics are going to come out focused, defensively sound. Let's see how Porzingis does playing, going back to the Garden. And the atmosphere is going to be raucous the opening game, and they're going to want to make a statement. But the Celtics should want to make a statement too. National TV game, you know, ESP, they're going to want to, they should be like, no, we hitting fools in the mouth. Like, we're not starting slow. We're not going to shoot 23s in the first quarter. Like, we're going to move the ball around, get in the paint, use our strengths, get jump on them. And, you know, it's going to be a good game. The Knicks are not a slouch. And even though they didn't do a lot of moves in the offseason, they're still a very quality club. So I expect a very competitive game. But I want to see how the Celtics come out defensively and how focused they are in the opener.
It's some front row scrimps for Kwani's.
Some scrimps and steaks.
Uh-oh. Kwani Wi-Fi strike.
Kwani either deep in thought or she's frozen.
See how I smack she was talking, Gary? That's what you get. That's what my cousin would say. That's what you get.
Wednesday night, it all goes down. 1 of 82 games. That's all we have because obviously there's so much more to talk about this upcoming season. We appreciate you guys sticking with us in this preseason.
Well, let's do some predictions, Kwani, real quick.
NBA Finals. Who's next?
Yeah, who's your NBA Finals, Sherrod?
Celtics, Lakers. Let's go.
Unfortunately, I'm going to agree with Sherrod.
Unfortunately,
Celtics Lakers finals. I think the Lakers, there's something in them this year.
You think the Lakers win?
No, I think the Celtics win this series.
Oh, okay. I can agree with that.
The Celtics Lakers final, I think, is a rematch of all the great ones. I think the Lakers, if something got me on them in terms of just their poise, what they've done in the offseason, picking up Cam Reddish, and I say Cam Reddish going to leave with a championship. You know, Torian Prince, Christian Wood, Risa Riachimura, Austin Reeves getting better, Gabe Vincent, the guy who pestered the Celtics the playoffs. Just
don't forget that LeBron, dude.
Oh, yeah, I heard about him. And that Martin commercial.
Yeah. And so I think that they're ready to make a run. I think the Celtics get them in, I'll say 6 games. I'm not going to say seven. That's epic seventh game. That's too much. 6 games, though.
And for those who believe in a script, this would be a perfect script for the NBA anyway. So be it. I'm here for it. Well, these predictions are locked in. We won't change them until we'll revisit them at the end of the season. But until then, A'Shaun Blakely, Gary Washburn, not until the end of the season, until next week, we'll be back with the A-List podcast. Thank you for listening.
The CLNS Media Network is powered by FanDuel. Sign up at FanDuel.com/Boston and get in on the action with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. You place a $5 bet. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose.
Ever wish you could navigate the betting field with the confidence of a pro? Enter Odds Are. They're not a sports book, but they're the sports betting advisor you always needed. It's like having a playbook for smarter bets right in your pocket. I've been absolutely loving the experience, and I think you will too. Especially since Celtics All Access listeners get a 30-day free trial. Elevate your game day and join the smart betting revolution. Go get it at oddsare.com/Celtics. That's oddsare.com/Celtics.